Hello and welcome to another episode of Vipers Voices, the podcast from the Desert Vipers, a side that plays in the UAE's own 2020 league, the DP World ILT20. And it's a happy podcast this time, as the Vipers have got a second win on the board, albeit by the narrowest of margins, winning by 2 wickets off the final ball in an absolute thriller against MI Emirates at the Dubai International Stadium. Coming up, we hear from head coach James Foster and also UAE all-rounder Ali Nazir, who took a game-changing catch to dismiss MI Emirates captain Nicholas Pooran. The result lifts the Vipers off the bottom of the table, but it really couldn't be any closer at the halfway point of the group stage, as the team is one of 4 sides on the same number of points, that's 4, with Sharjah Warriors on 6 and MI Emirates on 8. It really does mean it's all to play for, with final spots very much up for grabs. This was undoubtedly the match of the tournament, and if you'd like to sample some Vipers excitement firsthand, then it couldn't be easier to do so. You can get your tickets at the ILT20 website, that's www.ilt20.ae, and at any Virgin Megastore across the UAE, with the Vipers' next match against the Dubai Capitals at the Dubai International Stadium on Thursday, February the 1st. Before we hear from James and Ali, let's recap on what happened on a dramatic night at the Ring of Fire. The Vipers won the toss and, opting to bowl first, restricted MI Emirates to 149 for 9. For just the second time in the tournament, Colin Munro's side took 3 wickets in the power play and managed to keep on taking wickets throughout the innings. The pick of the attack was Mohammed Amir, who finished with 3 for 26 and was later adjudged player of the match, while Luke Wood bounced back from having his first ball struck for 6 to take 2 for 32, the same figures returned by Matisha Patirana. Wanindu Hasaranga was once again tight, as he conceded only 19 runs in his 4 overs while also taking a wicket, and Shaheen Shah Afridi finished with none for 39. It was a disciplined display by the Vipers with the ball and in the field, and one of the few blots on the copybook was Tim David's late assault that helped produce 24 from the final 2 overs. All the same, the Vipers were content to be chasing 150, and when the opening pairing of Rohan Mustafa and Alex Hales added 21 inside the first 4 overs, all looked well. But at that point, the wheels fell off, as incisive bowling from the left-arm duo of Faisal Haq Farooqi and Mohammed Rohid produced 4 wickets for the addition of only 7 runs, and at 28 for 4, the Vipers were in all sorts of strife. Wanindu Hasaranga with 26, Azam Khan with 20, Ali Nazir, who made 14, and Shafane Rutherford, who hit 35 from 22 deliveries, all helped to keep the flame alive for Colin Munro's side, but no one was able to make that match-winning contribution until Shaheen Shah Afridi and Luke Wood came together in the 18th over with 21 still needed. They whittled the target down to 10 off the last over from Trent Bolt and 3 from the last ball, at which point Shaheen sliced the ball over backward point and the duo galloped the required runs, with Shaheen diving full length at the non-striker's end to ensure he was in, and the Vipers got the 2 points. It was heart-stopping stuff, but after back-to-back losses last weekend, winning a thriller like that was just what the doctor ordered from a Vipers perspective. Now let's get some reaction. I've got James Foster, the head coach, alongside me. Thanks so much for joining us, James. And, well, it was never in doubt, was it?
Yeah, look, it was an interesting day's play. Probably a tale of 2 different halves, really. But ultimately, we've got to win, and that's exactly what we need at this moment in time. Delighted to get the victory against a very good side in Mumbai. So, yeah, it was a scrappy win at the end, but we got there.
10 were required off that final over. How was your heart at that stage?
in the balance. My heart was just was just there. It was I mean, it was a tough sort of batting innings to watch, if I'm being honest. A few sort of mixed emotions in there, but ultimately getting the win, Shaheen doing it on the last ball. I guess, you know, a win's a win, and I think the knock-on effect is going to be huge. You know, that sort of confidence. Yes, it was a scrappy win in the end. When you at half time, you probably think, you know, we just need to play relatively well and we should cruise home. But obviously, cricket's a funny thing. It can be a different beast at times. You know, a couple of performances this year, we've probably been in decent positions and sort of let it slide. And it could have easily been like that today. So getting over the line, as I said, is a really important factor today. Give that little bit of confidence to the group. You know, we've got a quality team, haven't quite fired at our full throttle. Sometimes you don't always have to, but it's today was important.
And three off that last ball, where were your thoughts at that stage? Would you have settled for a super over?
Yeah, I mean, I would have settled for anything other than a loss. So you always feel the super over, you got another bite at the cherry. So obviously delighted it's gone for three. They ran pretty hard after sort of in the previous over, sort of just cruising a couple of singles, and there's probably twos out there. So obviously Shaheen had it in the bag the whole time.
Now, the one interesting thing from my perspective watching that second innings was at the beginning of the Vipers' innings, the ball swung and the MI Emirates bowlers made it swing. They made it talk, and obviously that was all sorts of problems for the Desert Vipers' top order. Did that surprise you?
No, I mean, it's at times this campaign it swung. So it hasn't swung the whole time, but there's been games when it has, and we've been the same when we've bowled. So it's always a threat. You know, they've got a brilliant top order bowling attack who can exploit those sort of conditions, and they bowl well. They put the ball in the business area, asked some questions from us, and unfortunately weren't able to sort of to come back in a positive fashion, with one of a better phrase. So look, you know, we had to fight really ugly today. And fighting is a great sign. Less, you know, you probably say, look, we had it there and we kind of then gifted it to them. Then we sort of wrestled it back and then gifted it back again, which has been maybe a bit of a telltale sign of this season so far. Again, if I'm being brutally honest, but when you get over the line, it can do wonders for the group, and very excited coming up to our next game.
Yeah, just talk about that bowling performance, first of all. You won the toss, put the opposition into bat, and that's a very common thing here at the Dubai International Stadium. I think that's 28 times in a row a captain has won the toss and decided to field first. And in that power play, for only the second time this tournament, you managed to get three wickets. So that was good values first up, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, we, you know, in our sort of tactical discussions and meetings, you know, we were really keen to go hard. You know, with our, if you saw the balance of our attack, we had a very strong bowling unit. I mean, we always got a strong bowling unit, but we went obviously seam heavy today. And we wanted to potentially take advantage of all the talented bowlers that we have with that new ball. But you still got to keep it simple, you know. It doesn't guarantee you wickets. Amir's first over set the tone, was an absolute joy to watch. Thought Woody was aggressive in that power play as well. Yeah, we're really pleased with that start, and actually the bowling performance, I thought we were very, very good. Restricted them to 150, in my book, well under par. Hence the reason that seeing the position that we were in with the bat was slightly disappointing. But we got the job done, and that's what we're going to focus on. Yes, we always reflect as a team, coaching group with the players, areas to improve on, but happy with the W.
And catches were held and the ground fielding was sharp as well. Perhaps the best performance in the field in the tournament so far, would you say?
I thought we grew into our fielding performance. You know, I'm a bit of a stickler on the fielding, and I thought our movement was okay in the first part, but I thought it got a lot better. And like you say, taking our opportunities, nice and tennis out there as well, you know, doing a wonderful job. I know the ball didn't come through that much, but he was eager as to get out there, obviously with the, as I am with his finger. We'll assess that. We don't know exactly where we're at with that. But yeah, I thought then in that back part, we were fizzing around in the field, moving off the ball, a lot more energy, which was great. So yeah, you'd probably say it was up there with one of our better performances so far.
Talk to us about that catch from Ali Nazir as well, into the side for the first time, and what a stunning catch, and so important, Nicolas Pouran.
Yeah, I mean, Ali fielded exceptionally well, bearing in mind that's his first game. You know, he's picked up a niggle early on in the training camp. It's great to see him out in the park. Look, didn't get his opportunity with the ball today, but it's comfortably the best I've seen him field. And it's not just because of that catch. I mean, that was a stunning catch. And like I said, the importance of getting Nicky Pouran out at that stage in the game is absolutely massive. So huge kudos to Ali and also to Simon Helmut. He's been working so hard with the guys and their fielding. Delighted. You know, you saw him, he took another sort of skier. He did a brilliant stop at short third man as well, getting down low to a fast-paced ball. Well done.
Let's talk about the back end of the MI Emirates innings. Tim David, they held him back for the back end, and he came out and played shots. Was there anything, perhaps in hindsight, that the bowling side could have done just to rein him back a little bit? He got 28 from 14 balls, and in the end, that almost proved crucial.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like with every single player that you come up against, we plan and we plan well, and we put a lot of research, time and effort into that. I thought in general the idea of how we're trying to tie him down / get him out was good. There's times when you play against these world-class players that they just get the better of you, and often you see someone like Tim David does that more often than not. You know, it's like some other top players, other top hitters lower down the order. You know, I could see the logic with what we were trying to do with most of our balls, with the fields that we had. He was just too good.
Just talk to us as well about the back end of that MI Emirates innings. There was a little bit of controversy, wasn't there? Because Odean Smith went out to bat at one stage, and then he had to come off again. And you were talking with the fourth umpire, Alim Dar. I know the MI Emirates staff were talking as well. What happened there?
They wanted to make the switch, get Odean in there, but they didn't do it in time with the paperwork. So now it's been made very clear to us that at any stage you need to fill in the form. The coach has to go up to the fourth official and hand it personally. So unfortunately, they didn't get all that stuff in the right order at the right time. So that's why he had to come back.
149 for 9 at the halfway stage. Would you have settled for that?
100%.
And in terms of the second innings, you then went back to Rowan Mustafa and Alex Hales. Rowan and Alex, of course, opened very successfully in season one. What was the thinking there?
It was just, there's a combination of thinking there, which I don't necessarily want to, you know, go into too much detail on. But there was a reason. You know, Ronnie did well for us there last year. He played a role that we needed him to play. And we thought it was just, and again, there's a few reasons, and we're very happy with those reasons, and it made sense to us with what we wanted to do with our combination for this game to use Ronnie at the top.
What do you put down to the fact that the batters haven't clicked so far in this tournament? The side hasn't scored over 170 thus far. Obviously, it was a tough chase, but a successful one today. What do you put it down to?
I'll put it down to, at times, the lack of smartness that as a group, how we're operating. You know, there'll be times when people get out early in their innings and what it might be, or there's really good catches. But it's just our general, like, often in games, we've been bossing the game, and then we'll hand it back, and then we'll rebuild, and we're in a great position. And then we'll probably do, so I would say, some simple things not well enough. And it's cost us, and it's cost us dearly. So, and it's something that we, as a whole team, are fully aware of. But also, in the same breath, you have to let the guys play. You've got to let them, you know, they're expressive cricketers. and they have abundance of ability, and you want them to go out of that, but you just have at times just need to have that little bit of sprinkle of smartness with how you operate with the ball and with the bat. And I feel that we haven't quite done that with the bat. We're working on it. We're working hard on it. Getting over the line today, as I touched on earlier, I think can really build on our confidence. And then you never know if it starts clicking. I think we're going to be an absolute danger to a real force to take on.
It's a very different tournament in one respect this season, isn't it, to last? Because if you look at the points table, everyone's beating everyone. Nobody's run away with things. Last season, Gulf Giants and the Vipers were comfortably the top two sides for the vast majority of the group stage. That hasn't happened this term. What do you put that down to?
Well, I remember when we spoke before the competition, I mentioned how I thought all the teams were looking super strong. I thought everyone recruited as had we done. I thought I believe that we recruited really well. I thought our squad strengthened. I believe other teams have strengthened. But also you got to, you know, cricket's a funny old game. It's at times you can be playing poorly, but then all of a sudden it just suddenly switches. And then you get on a roll, and bear in mind, we've got, three more games in 4 or 5 days, whatever it might be. If we can then use that confidence from today and bring that into our performances in our next couple of games, and all of a sudden it just switches really quickly. But as I said, it's six very, very strong teams, all fighting out, all want to do really well, competitive, talented players. Anything can happen.
And it's David Warner's Dubai Capitals next. They've had an up and down season so far as well. What are you expecting from them?
Well, look, they're a good side on paper, as are we, but it's all going to be on the day. We know they're going to be ultra aggressive and competitive, got options with the bat and the ball, as do every team that we come up against. So that's what I'm expecting, and it'll be a really good challenge for us to try and go back-to-back and, again, grow on this momentum.
James Foster, the Desert Vipers head coach, a happy but also a relieved man to have secured the last gasp win over MI Emirates. Now let's hear from Ali Nazir, the young UAE all-rounder who played a crucial role in the match, both with the bat, helping to rescue the side from 28-4, and also in the field with two catches, the first of which was a game-changer as it brought about the wicket of MI Emirates captain Nicholas Pooran. And first up, Ali talks us through that dismissal.
Yeah, that was a really special catch for me to obviously play my first game of the season and try and actually take such a good catch. That was a really good a moment for me. And to be fair to Azam Bhai, Azam Khan, the ball before, he was like, stay ready, the catch will come, because our plan was to bowl wide Yorkers because we know that he opens the face. So that ball, I was like, you know, a bit extra ready. I was walking in, like making sure my hands are in the right place. And then luckily the ball just came like at the right height and I just put my hands out and luckily it stuck. So it was a really good moment for me and a game-changing moment for the team.
Absolutely a game-changing moment, but it must be such a relief for you to actually get on the field, because I know you had a hamstring niggle in the warm-up game against Dubai Capitals. That sidelined you so far. So now all of a sudden an opportunity to get out there and you really made it count.
Yeah, I think I was a bit unlucky to get injured in the practice game we had. So I was out for the first four games. Just working with Nirm, our physio, and Daz, the SNC coach, just doing some running, doing some like rehab and stuff. And thanks to them, I'm back on the field now and I'm able to perform really well.
And you had to make a crucial contribution with the bat as well. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, when I went to bat, the plan was for me to try and take it as deep as possible to try and give Ruthers a good chance to hit at the end. So I just tried to rotate strike, and I feel like if I had just kicked on before getting out, I could have, you know, scored a quick fire 30, 40, and then could have won the game a lot earlier.
It was never in any doubt, though, was it? What was it, 10 off the last over? Always going to win that, weren't you?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, with Shaheen and Wood, they're obviously experienced campaigners. So I think all of us backed them to come in clutch, and luckily they did.
How important is that win, do you think, after three losses in the first four games?
Oh, it's massive. In terms of the team morale, I think we're all quite upright now, quite happy. So I think this will like really boost the team in terms of our morale, and we'd be able to, you know, come back stronger in the future games and try and, you know, make a big statement to try and play the qualification matches.
Ali Nazir, up and running in this edition of the DP World ILT20 after a frustrating start to the tournament, and a happy man following the win over MI Emirates. And that's your lot for another episode of Vipers Voices. Once again, there's precious little time to take stock as the Vipers' next match is on Thursday, February the 1st against the Dubai Capitals at the Dubai International Stadium. Tickets are available for that match and everyone that the Vipers play via the ILT20 website and also at all Virgin Megastores throughout the UAE. We'll be back with reaction from the Vipers camp after that match, and you can watch the reaction too via the Vipers Voices vodcast on the website or the Vipers YouTube channel. Don't forget too, you can also follow the Vipers' every move on all the major social media channels. For now though, this is Brian Murgatroyd saying, as ever, thanks so much for listening.